Some thoughts on Birchos HaTorah. In the bracha of Birchos HaTorah, we say, V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu. We ask Hashem, please make the Torah sweet for us. Oh. So, this language of the bracha is used by the Eglay Tal. In his introduction, there's a famous passage in the introduction of the Eglay Tal, which goes as follows. Someone once asked the Eglay Tal, when I enjoy my learning, and maybe this takes away because if you enjoy the learning, it's less lishma. And the Eglay Tal said, no, just the opposite is true. When you enjoy the learning, it enhances the mitzvah. You're supposed to enjoy the learning. The enjoyment isn't something external and extra, but rather the enjoyment itself is part of the proper fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. A Jew is supposed to enjoy the learning. It should be sweet and pleasant. If you don't enjoy it yet, then daven for it. Have more kavanah in this bracha. Have more kavanah in this bracha. Well, a person is supposed to enjoy his learning. There is a... The Gemara says that on Yom Tov, when you celebrate Yom Tov, it's Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. What does that mean? That means part of the day we daven, we learn, and part of the day we eat and drink and enjoy ourselves. Lashem is the learning and davening, and the Lachem is eating and drinking. Oh, Rav Nemetzal often tells the following story from the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav. One year on Shavuos, they had learned the whole night, then daven Shachris, Kriyas HaTorah, Akdamos Musav, now it's time for Kiddush. So the sons of Rav said, until now, we have fulfilled the Chatzi Lachem. Now let's make sure that when we eat, we have in mind Chatz Hashem. Wow, what a beautiful story. The learning, that's Chatzi Lachem. They enjoy it so much, that's the Chatzi Lachem. The eating, make sure that it's Chatzi Lachem. There's a famous maisa that somebody once saw an old man dancing in the snow of Yerushalayim. He comes up and he looks and he says, oh, it turns out it was Rav Shach Zatzal, the famous Rav Shach. Someone said, Rebbe, well, why are you dancing like this? He said, I just came out from the Brisker Rav, and his Torah is so beautiful and sweet, I feel like dancing, but it looks a little strange to dance. I figure now, after the big snow, people wouldn't be outside, they'd be inside. So now I have a chance to really express my real feelings from the learning. And I sing it, and I'm singing and dancing in the snow. Oh, Rav Nevinzal tells the following story. It was a cold and rainy day, and the Chacham came home, made himself a hot cup of tea. It hit the spot. He sat down at his desk. He had a cup with his tea, a piece of cake, and he opened the Gemara. At that point, he said, ah, hot tea on a cold, dreary day is fabulous. I have tea and cake, and I'm learning Gemara? This is simply too much Olam Hazeh at one time. So, he closed the Gemara, and only had the tea and the cake. Rav Nevinzal emphasized, that was the right feeling. Obviously, it was the wrong reaction. Don't close the Gemara. But to feel that when you're learning, you're enjoying Olam Hazeh. That's how you're supposed to feel. My Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita often says that a sugya is cheerful. What a beautiful word to hear. Rav Nevinzal Shlita, Rav Chizkiya Nevinzal, Rav Nevinzal's son. If you talk to him, he has certain phrases. If you ask him a question, he says, Nehaneti me'asheila. Or he'll say, Sheila misamachas. The question makes me happy. Beautiful to hear people talk like that. It has an impact. One of the reasons we eat milchiks on Shavuos is because milchik food often tastes very sweet, and a person, it symbolizes that the Torah should be sweet to us, like milk and honey, under our tongues. When a person learns Torah, so the Shechina is there. The Gemara tells us that whenever you learn, the Shechina is there to listen. And you're more in the presence of Hashem. When a person feels in the presence of Hashem, that also adds to a simcha. The Rav would often describe this. Rav Salvechik would describe how he felt the Shechina was there when he was learning. And this added tremendous, and this is a reflection, an expression of the tremendous simcha that someone can achieve when he learns. The Shechina is there. The Rav said in a lecture, believe me when I tell you that I myself could never have endured the past years had I not felt the close proximity of Hashem. I'm not a Kabbalist nor a mystic. So when I speak of the nearness of Hashem, it is something that I feel when opening the pages of the Gemara in order to study. When I am thus immersed in study, I feel as if the Hashem, the Almighty, is there standing behind me, putting his hand on my shoulder, looking with me at the text lying on the table, and asking me about it. For me, this is a true-to-life experience. The Rav continued, the study of Torah has had such a great cathartic impact upon me, rooted in the wondrous experience I always have when I open up the Gemara. Somehow when I open the Gemara, either alone or when I am in company, as when I do teach others, I have the impression, don't call it a hallucination, as if I hear, I would say, the soft footsteps of somebody invisible who comes in and sits down with me, looking over my shoulders. It is not a mystical idea. The Mishnah Navo says, and the Gemara says, Afilu Yachid Haosek B'Torah, HaShechina Shruya. Well, a person who's learning has this closest to the Shechina, and that generates even more and more simcha. And also, like we said earlier, like we said in the previous year, when a person learns, you should appreciate the Torah is the greatest gift. You have a chance to learn Torah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah worth more than the other mitzvahs, and it gets you to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And for these reasons, a person should be tremendously besimcha when they're learning, if you don't have it yet. So one thing you can do is, you can daven for it. Have kavan and harivna to enjoy the learning, even more. It's very interesting that in the Birchos HaTorah, aside from v'harivna, we also say a tefillah for what? That our children and grandchildren should also learn. Our descendants should also learn. So many of the Sfarim point out there's a connection between Vaharevna and Tzetzeinu. That every Jew, you know, you want your children to learn Torah. If you want your children to learn Torah, you have to show them that we enjoy learning ourselves. The best way a salesman can prove the quality of a product is by enthusiastically using it himself. So the bracha is teaching us that if we work on enjoying our own learning, then that we're excited to learn v'harivna, then we can also daven that our children and grandchildren would learn Torah as well. Rav Yaakov Neuberger Shlita explains that if someone enjoys his learning, it can be helpful in building a shalom bias. There are two primary components that make up healthy shalom bias. The midos of the husband and the wife, their character, and their simchas achayim. If a person has good character and has simchas achayim, the chance of having good shalom bias is much greater. Rav Neuberger says that if somebody enjoys learning, he can and should use his learning to help achieve greater simchas achayim. We all know the feeling that when you're working on a difficult line of a Gemara, it's a question of Tos versus Marsha, and you're working, then you get it. It's a great feeling of simcha, great feeling. I figured it out. I understand the Marsha. Rav Neuberger says, a ben Torah who enjoys learning has a never-ending supply of simcha sachayim. He had a rough day at the office. Go to the Beis Medrash. Try to derive that simcha, and then bring that simcha home with him to generate shalom bias. It's a beautiful insight. It's a wonderful schus to enjoy one's learning, and it's also a wonderful schus to be married to someone who enjoys his learning. He has a much better chance of maintaining simchas hachaim. I once had an experience, a beautiful experience, an inspirational example of Rav Neuberger's insight. After returning from yeshiva in Israel, one of my talmidim became close with Rav Avraham Shor Shlita from Brooklyn. He would attend a weekly shir to get chizuk. Later he married a talmidah of mine, and they moved way out on Long Island, a very far drive from Brooklyn. A few months later he mentioned to me that he still goes to the shir every week. I asked him, does your wife mind that her shana rishona husband was spending so much time out of the house to attend the shir? His answer was powerful and important. My wife encourages me to attend the shir. She says I come home in a better mood after the shir. She likes how this impacts on our married life. Wow. In my opinion, this is exactly the way a Torah should operate. The husband should want to learn and enjoy his learning. and his wife should gently encourage him to learn, and he should then bring the simcha back into the home. Every young woman should daven to be zocha to marry someone who enjoys learning, and every young man should daven to be zocha to marry someone who will appreciate the importance of Torah and encourage him to learn, and thereby have more simcha in the home. And parents should daven for this as well for their children. Okay, that is about enjoying learning. These are some thoughts about the Birchos HaTorah, Baharevna, and enjoying learning.